Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway at 9:20 straight up. We're so excited because Jenna Seaborn is here with Arts Quincy. We love when Laura stops by, but it's a rare treat when we get Jenna. So we are excited to have her on board today. What's new in your life? What's happening?
Oh, getting ready for school, you know.
Oh, my gosh. How many kids you got?
Two.
Okay.
Two. One is going into middle school. Sarah, okay. She's the older one. So seventh grade, it's a whole new world here for us. So
she's going to the big, big box, junior high.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But she's actually doing theater camp this week.
She's in boot camp?
The Triple Threat Boot Camp. So you should see her shine. Oh, my gosh, that smile.
That is great. What is their big show? Is it Friday night?
It's on Saturday.
Saturday night.
Yeah, that's a big showcase this week. And tickets go on sale today.
Yeah. So. It's real cheap. It's like $5, you know, or something like that. It's something that if you really want to see the up-and-comers in the Quincy Community Theater world, go and see it. I love to support that. That is great.
It's really good to get her feet wet in it, and she's just already so talented. And then Suzanne, she's going into second grade, and we've been doing a lot at the library. She likes the craft time and checking out books. They have a self-service book checkout, so she's likes
all into
scanning
that. Yeah. Well, I'm a mentor in the second grade, and so that is a wonderful age.
Oh yeah.
So that is my sweet spot. Well, good luck, Mom, getting them back to school.
Thank you.
Jenny, you are busy with a lot of different things. You do a lot of things, but for Arts Quincy, you come on to promote all the umbrella groups that have events, and one of those groups is the district and Blues in the District, and that's going to be Friday night.
Yep. It's sad. We're almost done with summer. It's my favorite season, but there's two more concerts, so you're able to get out and enjoy it. So they happen the second and fourth Fridays of June, July, and August. So this week on August 9th is Levittown, and they're a group out of Kansas City that does blue jams around the region, but they're also the house band for the Knucklehead Saloon in Kansas City. So that's on my list to go to. I've been near it, and there was a rainstorm, so I wasn't able to find parking and things. So that's exciting.
If you can't make it to Knuckleheads,
make it
down to Washington Park.
And completely free, yes. So bring a chair, bring a friend, and then also mark the date for August 23rd. So that'll be the finale concert with Rick Burthard.
Okay. Blues in the District. Again, you know, not my particular jam, but thousands of people go down there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, you know, you just sit on a far corner and just sit in a chair and watch the world go by. There's plenty of, you can take out food from the different restaurants downtown, or there's always food on site. So it really has become a must-do thing for a lot of people in Quincy.
Yeah.
I would have never thought it would be this successful. That's why they don't consult me on these things, okay? But there's something for everybody, and that's what the arts is about, something for everybody.
Yep.
History happy hour. I like this. Thursday night, August 15th, at the Lincoln Douglas Debate Museum, 128 North 5th. I have not been in, believe it or not, since the complete remodel.
Oh.
So I'm remiss in that as well.
You're missing out. I went in one day and probably spent an hour and a half, and there were still things that I didn't get to look at, and just things that I had seen on their videos and things that I wanted to learn more about. They have storyboards and things, and you know, it's on my list to go back. So History Happy Hour is your chance to go there and see what's going on. This is an event that takes place once a month, and they're bringing in a historian to talk this time about John Wood and his relationship to slavery. So local author Reg Ankrum will be leading the program. So it starts at 5 with a short reception, and the program begins at 5:30. It's free, but donations are welcome. So the museum is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, it's great. Reg is always great. And again, take some time this summer and come down. It's open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 4. They're right on the square, 128 North 5th, and it's one of those little gems, and I'm remiss. I haven't been in. Years ago I was in, but I need to get in. Speaking of history, John Anderson, born in Clayton, 1922, raised in Quincy, friend of my parents.
Really?
I was in a movie. They shot that movie here in Quincy.
Oh,
I'm in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
John Anderson, famous Broadway actor, and then he went to television, and then he went into movies, and so they're going to have a John Anderson Film Festival, and because they're going to separate his TV career from his movie career, it's over a 2-Sunday period. So please tell us about that.
Yeah, so this Sunday, I actually didn't know which one it is this weekend.
This one, it's from MacGyver. It's from it's the one with his television career. It's the one about, you know, he's in Bonanza, MASH, MacGyver, Gunsmoke, Twilight Zone. It's his TV career. He's in everything.
And all of those, you know, I remember my parents watching them, and it's something that I'm familiar with. You know, I can always go back and watch MASH. That's such a great show. But, it's just really interesting to learn about him, what he did with his life, and how we're all connected.
Yeah, he's a character actor, and so the television part of his life will be talked about this Sunday, August 11th at 2 p.m. And then 2 weeks from now, on Sunday, August 25th, I think it is. Am I doing the math right there? Yeah.
Yes.
That's when they're going to show his comedy movie, the only comedy he was ever really in, The Hallelujah Trail, and they're going to talk a little bit about the movie A House Divided, which was filmed here in Quincy.
So that's the one you were in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I made the final cut, but I remember being a kid, you know, being an actress. We dressed up like the time of the pre-Civil War. It was about the Lincoln-Douglas debate. We filmed it at South Park. I remember it vividly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so interesting. I mean, I'm sure my mother and father were in it with me. I mean, I don't know if my dad was. Well, you know, he might have been because he's friends with John, but my dad would not usually do that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm trying to think, would my dad do that if John asked him? Probably. Would my dad do that if my mother asked him? No. So, you know, kind of one of those things. But they found that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Barb Rau, the late, great Barb Rau, she and Tim Jacobs, Dr. Tim Jacobs, they found the movie.
Yeah.
It's in terrible shape, I think. And they showed a little bit of it, I think, at a film festival years ago. So,
anyway,
it's held at the Senior Center because until they get the elevator in, across the street. They're trying to make it better accessible for everybody. So it's Sunday afternoon, August 11th at 2, and Sunday afternoon, August 25th at 2. Not too many people around who still remember John Anderson, but, you know, he's a Quincyan, so.
Well, I want to throw out there, too, the summer issue of the Governor's Post has a few pages about John Anderson and the making of those movies and his ties to the area and things. So it's a really interesting read, and you can pick that up at the History Museum or at the John Wood Mansion.
Okay, that is fantastic. We have an emergency blood drive today going on at the town center. They are 25% below their need. You also have a blood drive coming up soon that is sponsored by the Bleeding Arts. Tell us about that and when it is.
Yeah, next Thursday on August 15th, the Oakley-Lindsay Center is again providing a room for us to bring the Red Cross in. We'll have appointments from 11 to 4. You can sign up early at redcrossblood.org. And everybody who participates, we like to offer them a treat from the Yum Factory. So that's a little incentive there. But, you know, your donation is what matters, and it helps people in the area. And, you know, it's just so meaningful. And if you haven't done it before, it's not hard. I've done it, so I am kind of squeamish on things.
Well,
so
don't
me
look.
Doing it,
just close your eyes. I mean, I'm squeamish about needles too. So just don't look. I mean, close your eyes, go to your happy place. They need it. I mean, it's desperately needed right now.
Yep. So I'm signed up to do it next week, and you know, we'll just keep contributing and help get the blood supply up.
Okay, go when Jenna goes, and everybody can just form a chain of everybody holding hands. You know, so please do that. That's Thursday, August 15th. It is from 11 to 4 at the Oakley-Lindsay Center. Jenna, so nice to see you.
You too. Thank you.
When does school start? Is it like next Thursday or something?
We go to Liberty. So
oh, you go to Liberty? August, so you're not going to be in the big junior high building.
No,
oh,
no.
God.
So ours is August 19th. And Liberty schools are all connected in the same building.
Right.
They are separated, you know.
So it's not the big change. I thought your kids went to that. It's a big change when you go to junior high. Yeah,
it is.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. So just another year older and deeper in debt. Okay. what is the most expensive thing you've had to buy on the school supply list?
I mean, the shoes are really important, and I like to invest in those pretty well.
Sure, good shoes.
Yeah. Backpacks,
too. Their backpack. Did they have to get a new backpack every year? Are you a cheap mom and says, this one is still serviceable? Or is it like, that's a unicorn, that's so yesterday?
That's what I say is, let's reuse it.
What do your kids say?
Sarah has a different idea. She wants a rolling luggage backpack, and Susie wants to use Sarah's backpack from a few years ago that has a puppy dog. So
good.
Yeah.
So one kid is reasonable and one kid is unreasonable, and that's the way most families work out. Well, we wish you all the best.
Thank
you. Go Liberty Eagles.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll be back and we'll talk about John Wood Community College in just a moment. Their hospitality program is up next. At Talk Radio 930 WTAD. We are talking today with Hal Axelrod from John Wood Community College. Their hospitality and culinary arts program is back in service and very much needed. And so we're going to learn a little bit today about advancement of your career at John Wood Community College. But first, I want to hear all about Hal Axelrod. Give me the Hal Axelrod story.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much for having me here. My career in the hospitality field started when I ran out of money my freshman year at the University of Illinois.
I ran out of money at the University of Illinois day two. And I went into the hospitality industry.
So my first job was scraping plates at the age of 18, and 49 years later, so now you know how old I am, I'm back at it, and I'm an associate faculty member now at John Wood.
Well,
and
that is great. I was a manager. I started, of course, on the line, and I rose to shift manager at McDonald's on Green Street. So
wow.
I don't know if it was around when you were there. I wasn't. I'm a little bit younger than you. But, you know, isn't it interesting how many high school and college kids start in what is called the food or hospitality industry, and some of them really like it and decide they want to stay in it, and some of them, of course, just use it as a stepping stone to another career. What was your major at the University of
Illinois? My major was Applied Life Sciences, which is now Applied Health Sciences. I basically was certified as a K-12 physical education instructor, and I balanced being a camp counselor during the summers, during the day, and working in the hospitality business at night.
Okay.
So I can make enough money to get back to school. And while I was in college, every semester I was working basically in the same company with the Cochran family at Round Robin on 6th Street in Champaign-Urbana.
Absolutely.
And then every summer it was, you know, a different restaurant in town until I really got into a real restaurant company with the Morton Management Group. Arnie Morton had started all the Playboy clubs for Hugh Hefner, and then in about 74 had sold his interest and started with one restaurant, and I came in, I think, for restaurant number 3, and it was so exciting. It was also only 2 blocks from home, so I could walk to and from work. And I ended up staying with him for about 6 years, eventually getting into management, and then I went to work for the Levy Restaurant Group and did work for them for 6 years. My wife and I and sister-in-law had our own restaurant for 7 years in the suburbs of Chicago, and then did a couple of years with the Restaurant Association. I was the director of education. We oversaw 3,500 students a year getting certified in food handler license, recertification for their food handler license, alcohol awareness, and festival certification.
Yes. So you've done it. You've had a good career.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of things from scraping plates to managing high-end restaurants. And again, having your own place, because everybody wants to own a restaurant and nobody has any idea how incredibly hard it is unless you've actually done it and been there. So let's talk about how John Wood restarted the hospitality and culinary arts program. Obviously, John Wood does everything based on community need. There's no need to train people. If you don't need any welders, why have a welding program? We have a welding program because we need welders. We need truck drivers. We need CNAs. We need nurses. Everything at John Wood, besides your general education requirements, are basically a vocation-driven kind of, this is why our tax dollars are funding this. So how did you come about realizing that this program was needed in our market?
I moved to Quincy about 7.5 years ago, and within a couple of months of being here, someone came up to me and said, you need to start the hospitality program again.
You need to do this. Not me, but you need to do
it. I thought it was still in operation. Uh-huh. I was new. I was had a new job, so I was focused on that. And then as time went on, I realized, and we realized that the hospitality program ended about 9 years ago due to lack of students, budget cuts, what have you. And then restaurateurs in the community went to the Great River
Economic Development Foundation,
and they talked to Kyle, and they said, we need to get this program going again. The president at John Wood has done this a couple of times, and he turned to the dean. He said, I want a program, and the dean turned to me and said, I want a program, and I got involved about just a little under a year ago.
Wow, this is exciting. So let's talk a little bit. Let's break this down. We're going to have to take a break here real quick for the farm market. So I want you to give me the capsulized, here are the bullet points of the things you can study, and then we'll go into in-depth after we take our next break. So if I go out and enroll in a hospitality and culinary arts course, what kind of different courses do you have, just in brief, and what kind of skills will I be learning?
We are going to be offering the first semester introduction to hospitality, presentation of service, purchasing, and then in the second half of the semester, they'll have their first culinary class. In addition, we'll be teaching them alcohol awareness, and they'll get a certificate to do that. Also, they'll have their food manager certification from the National Restaurant Association Education Foundation, ServSafe, and they'll be certified to handle food. We're also going to have them take an Allergen 2 class, which goes hand in hand with the food managers classes. But that's very, very important in this day and age.
Oh, yes, everybody's got some kind of food allergy or a special program.
So that's just the first semester.
That's just the first semester. And again, this program is just launching this semester, right?
Correct.
So is it still time to get into the program?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. It is 20 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. We want to take a break for our farm markets, and they are brought to you this morning by the Illinois Soybean Association. We'll be right back. Hal Axelrod, my guest today, and if you're looking to improve your skills and get a better job, you can enroll right now and start this in a few weeks.
Yes,
at
the
John
19th
Wood.
Of August.
The 19th of August. You can be there at John Wood Community College. We'll be right back. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Hal Axelrod, who I just laid eyes on for the first time this morning, and I are taking a trip down memory lane at the University of Illinois. I'm sure when I was just a stunning co-ed, I went into the round robin many a night to eat French fries and hamburgers and possibly partake of a frosty beverage, and you were probably there serving me at some point in time.
Every Thursday and Saturday evening upstairs in the mixed drink bar, one of the few on campus.
I would have been at my Bible study, not in that area, Hal, so maybe we didn't meet. But, you know, you've got a storied career and a great career in the hospitality industry, and this is what people are looking for. The service industry is just that. You know, they can offshore an awful lot of things, but I'm still going to want to go to a restaurant and have somebody serve me a good meal. I'm still going to want to play a round of golf and have somebody have the hospitality to be running the country club. The motels need people to understand management. And so John Wood is starting this program, and each semester you'll add more and more classes so that it can be a complete experience, and you'll keep adding students as long as there is a need for these trainees. What kind of jobs are people, because I've taken that liquor course too, mm-hmm. because of a part-time job I have. You have to be certified in that. That's pretty easy to do. Food handling, my husband has his certification. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have these little disparate certifications all over the place. But what kind of jobs? I mean, when these people graduate from this program at John Wood, where do you expect them to be employed?
We hope, with the experience that we're going to give them and the education that they'll have, that they'll be a step or two ahead of the person who's just coming up through the ranks. These people are going to have such a knowledge of how to work in the business, how to be a supervisor or even an assistant or a general manager of a restaurant, or working at the vet home, or working at a country club. You know, working at a casino, working at a front desk at a hotel, you know, all these different skill sets, they'll get a little taste of it over the next 2 years if they graduate with their AAS degree. Now, what's interesting about our program is that we got two certificate programs, which would only be about a 31-hour program, and there'll be one for hospitality, and then there'll be one for culinary. So they can just focus and not have to take the full two-year or 62-hour program. And if you have someone who just needs to brush up on their purchasing skills, they can take that class. If you want someone just to take hotel management, they can just take that class. So they can really cherry pick, or if you really want to get your degree, we're going to have it all there for them.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Like you said, a lot of people, you know, they always say, how do I get experience if I can't get a job? And how do I get a job if I don't have experience? And certainly you can learn. I mean, I learned a lot. I went from, you know, line employee, you know, making French fries to running a McDonald's store for an 8-hour shift. No, I wasn't the full general manager, but they entrusted me with every aspect of the operation. I was the only one there. All the decisions came down to me within the formula of what is our policy. Now, I learned on the job and rose through the ranks. If I had wanted to probably do something more, they did encourage me to go on for more education. I didn't. But all the people out there who are working in these jobs, that certification or that college degree behind that will add a little oomph. It's not necessary in a sense, because if you're already working and your boss already respects you, you may be able to get promoted. However, it does show that you have some commitment to your trade and your craft if you get an associate's degree in the program.
Absolutely. I have a couple of three-letter titles behind my name, and that's just due to being in the industry and wanting to continue my education, because I didn't have the actual education background for hospitality. But after hundreds and hundreds of hours and going to seminars and training sessions and all that, I am a food service management professional. I am a certified club manager, which shows people that, you know, I'm serious about this industry and that I've got a lot of education behind me, and I've passed some very, very difficult exams to get those certificates.
Now, right now we have a pretty big crisis in our food industry. Everyone is begging for help and begging for good help. So how do you, I mean, obviously people came to you and said, we need this level of professionalism to be embarked on in our area. You know, we need this level of hotel management, restaurant management, private club management, whatever, in our tri-state area because there's a need for it. How do you get students to want to do this when you can't even get people to flip a hamburger at McDonald's or wait on you at the neighborhood, you know, tap and grill on a Friday night?
You know, and you know, I'm at the point in my career, it's time to give back. It's time to identify those individuals that want to make this a career. And this program will grow in leaps and bounds once we can actually get out there and talk to these high school kids. We have done numerous days with sophomores, with the juniors. We've gone to the to QHS, and we've been with their culinary class. And all of a sudden, you're seeing the same kids in, you know, two or three different settings, and they understand our passion. And I have a funny feeling that we're going to get a couple of these students, because this is what they really want to do.
And so it's so important to have this option open to you. And as you were sharing with me off air about your experience at the University of Illinois, while you were studying to be a PE teacher, which you are no longer a PE teacher, you loved what you were doing for a job better than what you loved what you were going to school for, yet you weren't really encouraged. You didn't even know about offerings at the University of Illinois. So that's one reason why I want you on today, is so we can tell the whole world, hey, no, you don't have to have an associate's degree to wait tables at a restaurant. However, if you want to move beyond waiting tables, or if you want to be the best at that, or if you want to someday be part owner or work up in a management chain where other management duties are given to you, like purchasing or like scheduling of personnel, or just any management task you would take on, it requires a little bit more dedication and some schooling. And John Wood is a very inexpensive way to get that schooling, and you don't have to leave home to do it.
Absolutely. Instead of spending tens of thousands of dollars to going to, you know, very nice culinary programs in Chicago or out east or wherever, you know, here you have a community college that's going to have a wonderful program at a fraction of the cost, and that's what's exciting. And also the fact that John Wood can attract students from around the area that are even out of the John Wood district, because the closest other culinary program is in Springfield, and then I think there's one up in Galesburg.
Okay.
So we can, you know, we can grab students from a very wide area, and that's what we'll be looking forward to doing.
Yeah.
But right now we got to get these kids in class and get them get them started.
You got to get the program started, and that means students.
And you know, it's great because these restaurateurs and hotel owners came to Kyle Moore, and so we set up a advisory board, and they're very involved and they're very excited about getting this going, because again, there's going to be a lot of times, almost weekly, where these students are going to need to have a mentor in the industry, and that's where they come in and get involved. Where, you know, why do you schedule, you know, why do you have a schedule like this on a slow day compared to a busy day? And how do you cost out a menu item? And what is your marketing program? I mean, all these different things that, you know, having a mentor will teach them and work with them to understand it better. But also, gee, you know, maybe I want to start working for this company because I really like my mentor.
You've got your foot in the door right away if your mentor is looking for good help. Now, I imagine the classes have to be scheduled somewhat differently, because if you're already working in the hospitality and restaurant industry, you're going to have some flexibility in your classes. How many students are you hoping to attract this first time?
Well, this first time, I mean, we take baby steps. We've got four enrolled.
What a great opportunity, though. Can you imagine the personal attention?
Yes.
So if people listening today, if 10 more students want to join after listening to this today, that's still
wonderful.
An extremely small class.
I was on the advisory board for the College of Lake County, and when I first got on, there were about 40 students, which was amazing. But it grew to 400 over the next 15, 20 years, where, you know, they literally took over the vocational education building and just made it for the culinary side of the community college up there. So I hope that we can follow in their footsteps to some degree and really, you know, start getting kids in these programs and then getting them out in the workforce, because that's what's most important.
That's the most important thing. Obviously, traditional students just graduating from high school are non-traditional students, because John Wood, obviously, a lot of the kids on campus are in their 20s and 30s. There may be even somebody who wants to go back, that now that their kids are up and they had an exciting career and they like hospitality. You know, there's a lot of, I mean, we have a convention center here. That's mm-hmm. the hospitality. There's a lot of job opportunity. Hannibal, Missouri is Nauvoo, Quincy, and Hannibal are teeming with hospitality. Harpole Heartland Lodge, you know, down in Nebo. Mm-hmm. You know, there's places to go to work around here if you have the right qualifications. So we need to call John Wood Community College as soon as possible to get enrolled. And is it just the regular cost of the class? Is it like a regular tuition like you pay at John Wood?
I do believe it's $170 a credit hour. Wow. There are a couple of extra fees for some of the certification classes that they'll be taking.
But basically, it's the same low-cost mm-hmm. value added for John Wood.
Absolutely.
Wow. This is exciting. Well, folks, we're almost out of time. Hal Axelrod will have to tell our Illini stories again a little bit more. But I tell you what, folks, if you're interested in hospitality and culinary arts, and that could be working at a restaurant, working at a hotel, working in a private club, anything in the tourism industry, you know, hospitality, just being able to smile and greet people. Would you please send a online application to this chick who was the morning girl at the hotel that I stayed at outside of Columbus? She has no idea what hospitality is, okay? And she's working at a hotel. So there's a lot of people out there who need this training. Yeah.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that our chef instructor, Vanessa Hall, has gone to culinary school and was a non-traditional student who was in business and then at a later time in life realized this is what she really wants to do. So we're really excited to have her, and she'll be teaching the SurfSafe classes as well as the culinary classes, whatever else we throw at her, nutrition, things like that.
Fantastic. It's a well-rounded course, and you can start today. You'll be in the inaugural class of the newly reimagined Hospitality and Culinary Arts. If you're a kind of person who needs a lot of individual attention and you thrive in a very one-on-one kind of ratio,
You'll get it this semester,
that is for sure, and then we'll see how successful it is in years to come. Thank you very much, Hal Axelrod, and this is how John Wood operates, folks. People in the community come to them and say, we've got to have this, we've got to have this, we can't fill this, we can't do this. And this is how programs at John Wood get made. So if you're out there and you're a business person and you're thinking, why can't I find X, call Greta, call John Wood, call the Chamber of Commerce, call everybody and say, I really want this to happen. How can you help me make this happen? Again, enrollment right now at John Wood for any of the programs that you would like to start. Classes start on August 19th, and you won't find a more affordable way to go to college than with a community college, and culinary arts and hospitality might be just the ticket for you. People make good money in this business if you've got the right skill set. Thank you so very much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me here, and now I got to go back to campus and get some work done.
Okay, I'll leave it with this, ILL.
I-N-I.
Very good. I like you. You can come back anytime you want. Good old Illini boy. We're done for today, folks. Join me again tomorrow on the Mary Griffith Show every weekday morning, 9:15 to 10. We do it all again right here on Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Tomorrow, haven't booked a guest yet. We'll see what the mystery involves.